In Egypt, the United States is not popular these days. The Egyptian government has had a long strategic relationship with this country, dating back to Egypt's peace treaty with Israel more than 20 years ago. Egypt remains the second largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid after Israel. But the U.S. relationship with the Egyptian public is a different matter. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Any discussion of how Egyptians feel about U.S. policy in the Middle East begins vehemently with Israel and the Palestinians.
I think the most important reason is the biased attitude of the Americans with Israel.
Salama Ahmed Salama is one of Egypt's senior newspaper columnists. He writes in Al Aram, the country's most influential newspaper, and he reflects much of the official thinking here. But anger about U.S. policy toward Israel and the Palestinians spans the political spectrum, from the pro-government press to the most independent of thinkers, such as Egypt's best-known human rights activist, Saadin Ibrahim.
This is all because of one and only one issue, Palestine, where the United States has repeatedly and almost completely sided with Israel against the Palestinians. This is a sore wound in the Arab world, in the Arab heart, in the Arab mind.
The United States supports any decision and any action that Israel takes against the Palestinians, complains writer Nabil Omar, adding, that's not consistent with American values.
American calls for peace, democracy, justice. What is justice with Palestinians? Palestinians are Arab like us, so we cannot ignore what happened to them. We cannot ignore their suffering.
According to recent polls, in overwhelming numbers, Egyptians expressed hostility to U.S. policy in the Middle East. Any goodwill emanating from sympathy for the United States after the September 11th attacks has evaporated as the Bush administration pulled back from actively encouraging a peace process. Nevertheless, many Egyptian analysts believe the United States could reverse that sentiment if it takes the initiative and appears to be even-handed toward Israel and the Palestinians. Mohammed Kamal, who teaches political science at Cairo University, believes there is a wellspring of pro-American support in Egypt if the Bush administration would just engage more seriously in trying to negotiate an end to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
This will ease the tension between the Arabs and the U.S., and I'm sure it will greatly improve the relationship.
There is also significance in what Egyptians say is not part of their criticism of U.S. policy. No analysts interviewed for this report object to the U.S. military presence in the Persian Gulf or the deployment of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia, grievances regularly aired by Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders. There is little sympathy here for al-Qaeda. Egypt had its own murderous struggle with terrorism in the 1990s, and most people are not eager to see it return. But the cynicism over U.S. policy does carry over when the subject of Iraq comes up. Again, writer Nabil Omar.
We don't believe that Iraq represents a threat to American security. We cannot believe that.
That view is shared by many in Egypt, says Mohammed Kamal, and indeed across the Arab world.
They don't buy the argument that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction is either a threat to the region or even to the U.S. They think Iraq is just, you know, a paper tiger, as it was proven in the Gulf War.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has warned the United States repeatedly not to go to war in Iraq. He has said publicly it would spread into a regional war and spark more terrorism. Mubarak has also urged Saddam Hussein to cooperate with UN weapons inspectors in order to deprive the U.S. of an excuse to attack. If Iraq does not cooperate, many analysts here believe Mubarak in the end is likely to give his backing, lukewarm at best, to the U.S. war effort. That is important because the U.S. must move warships through the Suez Canal and could very well need to fly through Egyptian airspace. During the Gulf War, the U.S. made extensive use of Egyptian skies. Again, Mohammed Kamal.
So if Saddam doesn't cooperate with the UN, then Egypt can simply say, you know, we try to help you, but you're not helping yourself. It's you who should be blamed for that.
But there is still widespread skepticism here about the U.S. war plans for Iraq, especially when some in the Bush administration talk about using the campaign against Iraq to spearhead the democratization of the Middle East. Columnists such as Salama Ahmed Salama tend to look for wider conspiracies.
The States want to reshape the whole Arab region in such a way as to give all the opportunities for the Israelis to control the whole political scene in the Middle East.
Many here are cynical about earlier American policies in the Middle East, such as support for autocratic regimes in order to assure the plentiful supply of reasonably priced oil. As for Egypt, says columnist Salama, U.S. support for President Mubarak's government has not advanced the cause of democracy.
I feel personally that now this big word of democratization is being used in order to achieve certain American goals, not what we need here in Egypt, because actually democratization is a process which should come from the people themselves.
The United States is not the sole power responsible for determining the future of the Middle East, many here say, so American leaders should stop talking as if it is. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Cairo.